Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Cardinal baseball coming your way in a matter of minutes. 11:45 pregame from Citi Field in New York. 12:40 is the first pitch today. And joining us, as he does every Sunday, it's always a pleasure to be joined by the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Mo, happy Easter to you and your family.
Well, thank you. Happy Easter to you as well. Here we are. Obviously, the road has been a difficult place for the St. Louis Cardinals this year, and hopefully today we can change that direction. But in a lot of baseball games, but unfortunately not able to get that big hit last couple of days. And it's been a tough road to hoe right now.
It really has. 8-4 at home, 1-8 on the road. I can't really explain that, except that you have faced some good competition, especially on the pitching side. And then secondly, you know, maybe it's just unable to come through offensively in a road environment. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, I don't think it's not necessarily where you play, but currently when we are on the road, we just haven't been able to really kind of break through offensively and separate ourselves. So there's been a couple games that, you know, we obviously had chances to win that we didn't. And, you know, unfortunately, we do play 81 of them on the road. So we got to figure out how to start winning and, still think this team has the ability to do so. But yeah, it's not been the first two road trips as we envisioned.
And it's a shame because Matthew Liberatore was so good, and that's a good thing. I mean, Matthew Liberatore looks so confident. I just can't say enough about him. What a terrific outing he had yesterday, I thought.
Well, I definitely think, and I think we've talked about him, even back in late spring when, as I mentioned, he really had a productive offseason and added more muscle. I think he addressed some dietary issues. And then came in really focused. And, you know, at one point early in spring training, we really felt like he was going to be in our bullpen, but just as dominant as he was in camp, and obviously that's transferred over the regular season, you see why he's in the rotation. And, I think his future is really bright. And that's really good news for the Cardinals.
And then, Friday was a tough one. That's just a really, really tough one. Any walk-off is tough. But you had Miles Michaelis look so good early. He gets pulled in the fifth. You have to go to the bullpen. Donnie hits that home run to tie the game, and then Fernandez gives it up to Lindor. I mean, that's kind of a recap for me of what happened. But how did you see that going down? What did you see in that ball game?
Well, I think, unfortunately, even prior to getting to that Donnie home run, we just weren't able to push across a run that was able to separate ourselves. And, when we talk about big hits, Donnie's hit was huge, right? He tied the game, but you need those kind of hits that gives you actually the lead and puts you ahead. And, it's tough navigating a lineup like the Mets have. There's no doubt that their, 3, 4, and 5 hitters or 2, 3, and 4, 5 hitters are really good. And, unfortunately, Fernandez gave one up. But, I think it really comes down to what we talked about in spring, early in the season. It's like, are we going to have the ability to score, to separate ourselves? And if we do that, I think, we're obviously going to be a very competitive club, but we just haven't consistently been able to do that as of yet.
Yeah, walk 5 times yesterday, can't get any of them to cross the plate. Cardinals get blanked. Now Sonny Gray takes the mound, and also keeping an eye on Mason Winn. Maybe, Mason can come back with a more lively bat and can help you. Hits 2 bombs yesterday for Memphis.
Yeah, that was good to see. We'll see how he feels, today. And then ultimately, we have to make a decision Tuesday. But hopefully there's no setbacks as he plays in Memphis. And he'll join the club if all goes well today.
And then the Sejacy question comes up for me. I just I don't know. I don't know what you do. I mean, what a bat he has.
I think back to like when we acquired him, that was the part that really attracted us, was just his offensive upside. I do think he's distinguished himself fairly well at short. We're not trying to say he's better than Mason Winn there, but you know, you look at his offensive production and what he's able to do, and the fact that he can move around is pretty helpful. So, yeah, we're going to have a tough decision at some point, but the good news is we don't have to make it today.
Any news on Herrera? Is he coming back anytime soon?
Yeah, he's progressing. I think, you know, from where we were a week ago to where we are today, I feel a lot better about it. I can tell you that. So he's definitely taking strides. I think today he's going to face, you know, like real pitching off a machine here in St. Louis, obviously indoors. But depending on how these things go over the next week or so, it'll determine like when we can send him out for rehab. So, you know, fingers crossed, this may move a little bit faster than we anticipated.
Where did you get Pozo? How did you find Pozo? What a player he actually has become. I thought he caught a good game, and even though he didn't have a hit yesterday, we know he has some pop in that bat.
Yeah, a couple things. He was available late January. John Vooch, as you know, works with me, and you know, he asked if we should do this. I said yes, it might make sense for us to add more depth. Then in camp, just the way things were shaking out with some of the original six-year free agent catchers, you know, we were kind of looking at the market, what might be out there. And then Vucci said to me, hey, we may want to consider bringing Pozo into big league camp. So we did. In a lot of ways, the rest is history. Obviously, he distinguished himself fairly well in camp, which was good, especially from the defensive side in terms of the way he could catch and throw. And then, you know, subsequently, we felt like we had some protection should we lose a catcher. And obviously, when Herrera went down, we gave this young man a chance. And it is a kind of an incredible story about how he was homeless at one point, living in and out of a car. But to be up here and making the most of it, it's really, you know, good to see and fun to see. So he's making the most of it.
He is, for sure. Last quick thing is that, you know, if you could get Alec Burleson going. You know, I mean, there's a lot of ifs, if you could, but Alec Burleson's one of those big middle of the order bats. I chatted with him before the game, that day game, and he said, you know, it just, he's still trying to figure it out how to get that barrel on it more. But if he can get going, who knows?
Well, I think you could say that a lot about a few hitters right now, right? Like, I think when you're going through stretches where you're not putting up crooked numbers or scoring to the point where you're winning games, it tends to be where you look at the lineup and where could you get more production. Obviously, Walker hasn't been as consistent as he was when we started the season. Nolan Gorman, you know, missed time with the injury and just hasn't really got it going since then. I think when you watch the game, one of the things you have to look at is, you know, are you having productive outs? Are you able to move a runner 90 feet? Are you able to get that runner in from third with less than two outs? It's things like that. And when you're losing, some of those things just aren't happening. And, you know, we still think this group is has some upside. We got to believe in it. And if we want to be true to our word, we have to give them some patience and see if they can work through some things.
They will attack Clay Holmes. He's the starter for the Mets. Sonny Gray for the Cardinals. We have the game pregame in about 6 minutes. John Mozeliak, have a great Easter, and thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
It is coming up on 11:40 where we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Joe Pott will join us for our pregame. After the game, I believe Rachel Zimmerman, her show, which aired yesterday, and she interviewed me, which I really appreciate. It was nice of her to ask. And if you care to listen, I get into some of the background of what goes on behind the scenes at KMOX and thoughts on broadcasting and just life in general. It is fun. I really like Rachel and the DGS. They do a good job over there. So thanks to her if you want to catch that after the game. Happy Easter. And Joe Pott is next on KMOX.